Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave, how are you, buddy?
I would think that today is the trade deadline, given all the moves that have gone down.
Yeah,
but it's
going to be busy.
We got a whole other week of this.
The game has really changed. We're seeing, last year, there was a lot of deals. I think we're going to see a ton of deals in the next week.
Yep. And you know what? It makes sense, too, because there's a lot of teams that are pretenders and a lot of teams that are contenders. And it's smart for the pretender teams to just get rid of all their tradable assets, get draft picks. What are you trying to win games for? It doesn't matter. Start turning the page to next year.
The Bengals are so stupid. They should be trading A.J. Green. They should be trading Geno Atkins, all these guys. They're not trading anybody so far. But these other teams are making wise moves. I mean, I can't believe the Patriots gave up. Yeah, you know, I don't. The Patriots is fine, but I can't believe that the Falcons got a second round pick for Sanu. And I was surprised they got that high a pick.
Well, I am too. But you know how the Patriots think. They think, well, our second round pick is basically a third round pick. So what's the real difference? And it's a player that they've really liked for a long time. And sometimes these NFL personnel people, they get fixated on the players that they've studied and scouted and have been impressed by, and they might not have the same opinion as the general public. In fact, in most cases, NFL personnel people do not have the same opinion of players as the general public. This is one of those times. I think you're going to see Mohamed Sanu play a decent role for the Patriots. You know, we saw him average right around 10 PPR points per game. Well, and I think he could stay right around there with New England.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, we're dealing with injuries here. I have one team where I had Kerryon Johnson, Matt Ryan, and Devontae Foreman who got kicked out of the game. Disastrous week for me. Let's deal with those injuries. Let's start with Kerryon. Obviously, Ty Johnson's probably available in a lot of leagues. I saw you tweeting about that before. What are your options here? Is Ty Johnson the only option for Kerryon right now?
Yeah, the next best running back that you'll find on the waiver wire in the majority of leagues is Mark Walton of the Miami Dolphins. When's the last time this year anybody said, start a Dolphins player? It's a great idea.
Right, yeah.
It's not that.
I think Dustin started Kalen Ballage, I believe.
I didn't start him. He's on my team. I mean, don't make fun of me. I'm getting wins.
Not the best idea, Dustin.
What's
let's be honest.
What's that?
Look, so Ty Johnson is going to be one of those guys that people are going to chase after because it seems like he's got that opportunity to be the – it's not necessarily a bell cow back, but just a part-time running back in Detroit. They're going to go with a running back by committee. But they could also trade for someone. You know, the Dolphins could give him a call and say, here's Kenyon Drake, or maybe here's Kalen Ballage. Maybe the Lions think that they are such contenders this year that they give up a lot for Melvin Gordon from the Chargers if the Chargers were interested in dealing Melvin Gordon. So I think Ty Johnson's got at least a week as the 60-40 type back for the Lions. J.D. McKissic is there. He'll catch some passes and take some work away from Ty Johnson. I would not overly invest in Ty Johnson. I have a hard time believing that he's going to be a fantasy winner off the waiver wire for your team.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, Dave, what about, you got obviously buys this week. You got Matt Ryan may not play this week. Pat Mahomes is not going to play this week. If you're in a tricky spot quarterback-wise, what do you do?
You're probably – the best thing to do, honestly, Bull, is to make a trade. See if you can still get Matthew Stafford on the cheap because as the Lions' run game falls apart without Kerryon Johnson there, his profile rises. He's going to throw a lot moving forward. His numbers should continue to be really good. And that's one guy you can trade for. Josh Allen is probably on a lot of fantasy benches. You could trade for him. Jacoby Brissett, another name, who's probably more like a top 10 fantasy quarterback at this point than anything else. But he's also somebody that you can trade for if he's the second quarterback on somebody else's team. Now, let's say you don't like making trades. Your league doesn't allow trades. You just can't make a trade. You got to go and look for somebody like Teddy Bridgewater as a one-week stopgap. He's home against Arizona. Sounds like Drew Brees could miss one more game. Gardner Minshew with Jacksonville, he's already owned in 60% of leagues. You're not going to find him. You know who looked good last week, Will, and this one stunned me. Ryan Tannehill looked mighty good.
He did.
And he's got a matchup against Tampa Bay at home this week. I'll tell you what. I think if you're in a pinch at quarterback and you need somebody just to get you through week number eight, Tannehill's got the matchup. He played well. He didn't melt down when the pressure was on him. I believe like 80% of his passes, something like that, were catchable throws. That's really good for him, and that's worlds better than what Marcus Mariota was delivering. I think Tannehill could be somebody that people can go after. I'd still rather have Bridgewater. Maybe I would take Tannehill ahead of Minshew, though.
Ooh. Tannehill ahead of Minshew.
For this week.
All right, what about Matt Moore? You're starting him in that Kansas City offense.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be quite as aggressive with Matt Moore as they were with Patrick Mahomes throwing the football around.
Probably
my guess
not.
Is that they try and be a little more balanced. And the Packers' defense, I still think, is pretty good. They certainly limited Derek Carr until, you know, mostly garbage time late in the game. So I don't think Matt Moore would also be, I guess, a name that you could take off the waiver wire. And he's out there in a bazillion leagues. And in a week or two, he might not even be the backup quarterback in Kansas City because Chad Henne could be on the way back. But I wouldn't expect Patrick Mahomes-type numbers from him. And I'm not sure if he can even get you to 20 fantasy points in a typical scoring league where it's 6 points for a passing touchdown.
Yeah, people are going to probably chase Marvin Jones, 4 touchdowns this past weekend. And he's actually available in our league. Is that a smart move?
Sure. I don't think he's going to get you 4 touchdowns, but he's actually been pretty good in PPR formats all season long, registering close to a number two wide receiver if you take the total points scored. And again, the Lions are going to have a hard time running the football. Ty Johnson isn't about to become Barry Sanders. So you're going to see them spread the ball around. Galladay will still be the number one. Jones will be the number two. One of the other reasons why I think Marvin Jones had such a big game is because T.J. Hockenson has been coming up empty in the end zone. He's had touchdowns called back. He's had touchdowns bounce off his hands. He just hasn't been very reliable. So now Marvin Jones was remembered. It's like Matthew Stafford remembered, hey, I've got this receiver that I've leaned on for most of my career here in Detroit. Might as well go back to him. And Jones was running great routes against Xavier Rhodes and breaking tackles and doing all the things that stud receivers are supposed to do. His volume and target share should still be pretty good. So, yeah, you should go get him.
Dave, if you're a team that's heading to the playoffs and you're thinking like, okay, let's look at playoff schedule, like how early in the season are you doing that? I kind of do that with my defenses. I look ahead to the playoffs and stuff like that. But should you be doing that already if you're 5-2 or better?
You can do that, but I would do that in the context of any transaction that you make.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers, for example, and then you look at his schedule in weeks 15 and 16, you might think twice about it because the schedule isn't very good for him. I believe he's got the Bears and the Vikings. Those
right.
Not so hot. So, and this is for a quarterback who was he really only had one good game before last week, and then he just unloads against the Raiders. And what do you expect? It's the Raiders. They stink. So I would hesitate to make any trade without checking out those week 15 and 16 games, week 17 as well, if you play that long. But I don't think you have to necessarily do it if you're 4-3, you're making eye drops, you're just trying to survive and win games to, like, crawl into the playoffs.
Dave, let's get to the fan questions. You ready?
I am.
Here we go. All right, Andrew asks, who's better pickup long-term, Kenny Stills or Ty Johnson?
I think it really depends on how badly you need a running back. And if you really need one for this week, it's Ty Johnson. And in just about every other situation, I would say Kenny Stills. Here's what we know about Will Fuller. He misses like 6 games a year.
No
and
kidding.
Here he is hurt with a hamstring injury.
He's on my
team. It's going to be week to week. Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe that's why you cursed him, Justin.
That's right.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right.
Oh, you know.
I know. Hey, I have a question for you from Brandon. He says, even though Austin Eckler had a good week, I'm thinking about putting him on the block because I feel like he might go downhill soon. Good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea if you can get good value for him. You know, get a player of, you know, you're not going to get a superstar for Austin Eckler. I know you put up huge numbers earlier this year. That doesn't mean you're going to get a player like a top 10 receiver or anything like that. Maybe what you could do is target Cortland Sutton. We know that Emmanuel Sanders just got traded away. He's going to the 49ers. Cortland Sutton, now the clear number one receiver in Denver. I wonder if people who have him, they might be reluctant to trade him, but if you're dangling Austin Eckler and they need running back help, they might give him up. In a PPR league, I think that trade's pretty close.
All right. Brian asks, 1-point PPR, David Johnson, who may not play, Jamal Williams or Ty Johnson?
Well, David Johnson's the easy answer if he does play, yeah. Although every single David Johnson fantasy manager is going to think twice about it after what happened last week. And here's the deal. He tried to play. His body didn't react right to his first carry, and they pulled him. They didn't want to risk further injury, so they did the smart thing with him. Who's it down to if he's out? It's going to be Jamal Williams and who?
Ty Johnson.
Yeah, I'll take Jamal Williams over Ty Johnson.
Speaking of what happened with David Johnson, Andrew asked Chase Edmonds or Latavius Murray, assuming both Kamara and DJ are out, although Kamara may be back this week.
Right, because Zach Zenner got released from the Saints, so either the Saints really didn't like what Zach Zenner gave him or Alvin Kamara's on the way back. That makes it an easy answer to go with Chase Edmonds.
James, Standard League, must start one, Josh Gordon, Emmanuel Sanders, or Scary Terry?
I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders over McLaurin. McLaurin on a short week, tough matchup against the Vikings. I think it's going to be easier for Minnesota, who, I mean, they just got burned for four touchdowns last week. I'm sure that Mike Zimmer is going to chew out that secondary and make them play better. And it's easy to double-team McLaurin and deal with the rest of that week, Redskins offense. Emmanuel Sanders is going to have a good opportunity to be the number one guy in San Francisco. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo throw well. It doesn't mean his stats have been good. But I would imagine that his target share, which was a problem over the last 4 or 5 weeks with the Broncos, I think you'll see it stabilize with the 49ers. And I think he's got a shot to be a number two receiver the rest of the way.
All right, this tweet comes from Murdoch. He says, should I drop Miles Sanders and add Ty Johnson as my starter this week based on a bye?
Yeah, listen, Miles Sanders is somebody that I would prefer to have on my roster because I think he's got really good potential. And the Eagles are a team that I would trust to unlock that potential. They just haven't done it yet. Their run game is a mess. Their whole offense is a mess. It really starts up front for them. They need to get Jason Peters healthy. But if Miles Sanders is strictly your worst player on the bench, everybody else on your bench is good, and you need Ty Johnson this week, I would start Ty Johnson over Miles Sanders, so I would make that move. But it's a very short-sighted move. Let's put it this way. If I'm 6-1, I'll take my lumps with Miles Sanders and let somebody else have Ty Johnson.
All right, Dave, let's go rapid fire. You ready?
Bing, 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 rapid
Jeff
fire.
Jeff says, what do I do with Zach Ertz? He's not been what I expected.
Oh, please. You've got to keep starting him. Your alternative is to go to the waiver wire and pick up Kyle Rudolph or Josh Hill or some other scrub. You'll look
or
at
Vance
guys,
McDonald.
You'll say, never mind. Right, never mind. I'll stick with Zach Ertz.
Let's see. Timmy says, two-part question. Chubb or Marlon Mack or Eckler? Two of those three guys.
Chubb and Mack, I think, are the safest ways to
and
go this week.
Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield?
Allen. Hate to say it, but I feel like Baker Mayfield's got to show us before we can put him back in our fans. It's got to have a good game from him. And against the Patriots, I don't think that's happening this week.
Bo says, Cortland Sutton or Robert Woods in a PPR?
Sutton. He's been super consistent in PPR. And although I am concerned about the Colts double-teaming him this week. We've seen the Colts try and double-team the top target on every opponent that they face this season. I think Cortland Sutton's still going to get some good volume. I think he's going to come through in PPR.
Would you drop Tyrell Williams or Devin Singletary for Sanu or Marvin Jones? Ask E-Rock.
You can get rid of Tyrell Williams. We don't know when he's going to come back.
Yeah.
And, Marvin Jones would be the one I would take first ahead of Sanu.
Browns fan 42 need two. Chris Thompson, Peyton Barber, Deion Lewis. Isn't Chris Thompson out?
Yeah, so that makes
a terrible
easy.
List.
And those running backs stink. Yeah, you're right.
This
is a guy who needs to go and spend 25% of his fab on Ty Johnson just to try and pull out a win this week.
Josh asks, should he trade Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson for Kelce or Odell Beckham in a PPR?
I don't think that's enough for either one of those guys.
Yeah.
I know Kelce and Odell were primetime players. Their numbers haven't been great. There's concern about how Kelce will do without Patrick Mahomes for the next month. There's concern about how Odell will continue to play, and you're giving up one of the top three quarterbacks in fantasy to get one of them. I think you would need to get something with one of those pass catchers in exchange for one of those quarterbacks.
Right. You trade one of those guys in a one. Obviously, if it's a two quarterback league, you don't trade either, right? But if it's a one quarterback league, you trade one of them. And
I don't think it's enough.
Yeah,
right.
No, I agree.
I think you need something back with them.
I agree. Sean, any trade targets I could swap for Juju? I mean, you still have Juju at this point. You got to ride him out, don't you?
Unless you find somebody in your league that's going to overpay for him. And if they're overpaying for Smith-Schuster, it's on name value, name recognition, because you can't trust Mason Rudolph to play like Ben Roethlisberger, and you can't trust the Steelers to suddenly open up the playbook. And I know they're taking on the Dolphins. Maybe what you can do is if Smith-Schuster has a big game against Miami, you turn around and you trade him after that.
That's
because
right.
I don't think he's going to give you the return of a top 15 pick, which is what you drafted him as.
Finally, Stallion says, I have Mahomes and Breeze. He's not going to drop either one. He's got to pick up Cousins, Brissett, Bridgewater. Who would you pick up? Cousins, right?
I would go. No,
well, Brissett's been good.
Brissett's been good, and I'm not sure how much Kirk Cousins is going to need
his
to
schedule
throw against Washington.
Yeah. And his schedule
and
looking
Adam
forward.
Thielen doesn't play. Yeah, the schedule right. moving forward isn't bad. And if there's no Adam Thielen, then I don't know if I can really count on Kirk Cousins to give me, you know, 250 yards, three touchdowns, something like that. Now, there is talk that Thielen could play this week. Maybe that changes the equation a little bit, but for now, Brissett would be the target.
Dave, good stuff as always.
Thanks,
man.
Dave.
New trade charts
favorite
up. What
segment
else
of the week.
Now, yeah, the new trade charts out, and tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBSSports.com, live waiver wire talk. We'll get into the details on the Lions run game, the 49ers passing game, Patriots passing game, what's going to happen in Denver and Atlanta now that they've made a trade, all kinds of stuff to help you get ready to crush your waivers this week.
Hey, Dave, do the Hurricanes have a kicker that can make a 25-yard kick or no?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, just asking. Just curious.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Dave, we'll talk to you next
Thanks,
week.
Dave.
Be good, fellas. Right, good luck in your league.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.